What is up, guys, and welcome back to episode 4 of the Has-Beens podcast. I am Wes Hager.
What's up? It's your boy Adam Carnahan, aka Forbidden Fruit.
And if you're listening to this podcast, you're a part of Has-Been Nation, baby. Let's go, dude.
Let's get it.
So today's video is actually sponsored by Kelly's Cakes. Just kidding. That's Kelly's my mom. That's my mom. But seriously though, if you need a pumpkin roll or anything, just let me know. Hook me up. She does them pretty cheap, so she could really use the money. Today I got two special guests with me. Phil, otherwise known as Pee Weezy.
What it do, baby?
It's a big Phil.
And over here to my right, I got Blake Smith, otherwise known as the Mountain Mamba.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Representing the real Clay County.
Up in here, dog.
Let's go, dude.
That's what's up.
We're going to keep it short and sweet today. We're going to try to do a couple podcasts this week. So first topic to talk about, NBA opening weekend. We got a couple games to talk about. Let's go ahead and start with the Clippers versus the Lakers.
And how the Clippers absolutely waxed the Lakers on opening night, dude.
Without Paul George.
Yeah.
You know, if there wasn't like already a passing of the torch moment, that was a big step right there.
That was it.
I 100% agree.
The torch was passed as soon as Kawhi signed with the Clippers, bro. LeBron never had a torch to begin with.
Well, he really cemented it like with that one.
Yeah.
Dude. And what I love is that Kawhi dropped his New Balance commercial during the game. And, like, in the commercial, it's like, this is my city now. It says that. Kawhi's like, this is my city now.
In the game.
During the game. And LeBron didn't do nothing about it.
That's hard.
He didn't do nothing about it to stop it.
And he proved it.
Yeah. I mean,
he dropped, like, 36-5.
Yeah, dude, he went off.
Locked LeBron up the whole time. LeBron, he shot, like, 7-19.
LeBron had a poor game. Very poor game.
Yeah.
And then they asked LeBron after the game if it was a rival. And LeBron's like, nah, man, this ain't no rival. Yes, it is a rival.
Yeah.
It's in your hometown. Y'all share the same stadium.
Nah.
This is a rival, bro.
Past 2 or 3 years, it ain't been a rivalry, though.
But now it is. Kawhi's here now. That's a rival.
No, it's not been a rivalry the past 2 or 3 years because the Lakers can't beat the Clippers.
Whoa, that's true.
That's true. That is true.
Lakers they've sucked the last 3 years. Ever since Kobe left, they've sucked, dude.
I mean, that's a fact.
And like they think LeBron is their savior. Whenever LeBron's a big sissy, dude, he can't do it anymore.
He's a sellout, man.
He's done. He is a sellout.
Shut up and dribble.
Shut up and dribble, LeBron. You can't even do that.
But, like, he is a good athlete. He is a good athlete. But
was a good athlete?
Was?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a good athlete.
Yeah. He's an average NBA athlete now. He's an average NBA athlete now.
I'll probably give you that.
And yeah, average.
You can definitely tell the age is setting in on
him. Dude, for sure. Yeah. Like, he don't even, like, on offense, you can tell he don't even try to set up a shot anymore. Like, well, the offense is definitely going to go through AD.
Well, he's aggressive in, like, the first half, but in the second half, you can tell that his legs are getting tired.
He's not looking to find a shot. He gets wore down more easy. His defense is definitely subpar. I mean, my God.
I feel like this coach they hired is just like a puppet. You know what I mean? You got AD and LeBron on the team, they're obviously going to do.
Well, I mean, LeBron, that's been the case anywhere LeBron goes. I mean, any coach LeBron has ever played for has just been a puppet. And LeBron does whatever he wants.
Besides in Miami.
That's why he
does. Besides in Miami.
But he didn't like Spoelstra because of that.
Yeah. And but they won in
Miami.
They
won. That's what I'm saying.
They still underachieved, though.
They did. Extremely underachieved.
For sure.
Right, because LeBron's all the time running his mouth. Hey, low key, Chris Bosh, best player they had.
Stop.
No, just saying, dude. Hey,
hey.
Just saying,
no,
bro.
Hey, no, one shoe, Mike Miller was the best player they had, dude. Come on.
Oh, my bad, yeah. Dude, let's notice how Chris Bosh gets diagnosed with whatever he's got, and he can't play no more, and then they never win another game. You ever notice that?
LeBron was already gone when that happened.
Yeah, but like the Heat.
Because Chris Bosh had already played like half the season after LeBron had left, which they were in like, you know, high playoff season. But
and
still,
then Chris Bosh gets, you know, diagnosed and can't play no more.
You're going to be like that. You know, LeBron's 2011 finals, you know, performance screwed Dwayne Wade out of the second finals MVP. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I don't know about that, bro.
He was averaging like 26 that finals.
That was always D-Wade's team in Miami, though. I think that's might have been why LeBron left, too.
That was
always going to be D-Wade's team in Miami.
But when he went there, that was the idea that Dwayne Wade would be the man and LeBron would be like the facilitator.
Yeah. I don't know,
man. And you can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a special one right here. NBA, one-on-one for your life. You got to choose somebody to beat one-on-one in the NBA. Who you taking one-on-one?
Dude, this should be easy.
I ain't beating nobody.
Bro, Phil, but, yes, you could.
Bro, you got your Phil, you're putting yourself way low.
Isaiah Thomas.
But if I had to pick someone, it would have to be Isaiah Thomas.
Really? Yeah, you could definitely body Isaiah Thomas.
That would be my only hope. Just try bodying.
No chance of being
body
Isaiah Thomas.
He's bodying Isaiah Thomas.
Bro,
they're about the same height.
Basketball player.
I guarantee Isaiah Thomas is stronger than Phil.
I guarantee you he's not.
Facts.
Bro, you get Phil in a closed container like we've talked about before, and he's bodying everything.
So Phil's beating Isaiah Thomas one-on-one for his life.
Yes, absolutely. I got money on that.
I'm not saying I'll beat him, but I do think I could body him.
All right, let's say Phil.
There's been two, like an MVP candidate four years ago. He had back problems. I'm just saying there's been two or three combines that I would have went and put up the most reps on bench press.
Let's say you got 10.
For a fact.
You get 10 possessions.
No, NBA only does 185.
Oh, really?
And whenever DeAndre Jordan came in the league, I'm pretty sure he was the highest, and his reps was at one like 18 reps for 185.
It's pretty weak.
That's not bad.
It's pretty freaking weak, dude.
Well, for his size, that's terrible.
I mean, I was doing 185 sets of 20, just put in perspective.
For perspective, NFL's doing 225.
Yeah, but
you got wide receivers benching that 18 times.
Yeah, but that's look at McCaffrey, breed. Though. Look at McCaffrey.
What about McCaffrey?
Dude, McCaffrey's a beast. Got 225, like, what, 8 times?
Okay, let's look at Saquon Barkley.
He's gotten a lot bigger since then.
He's gotten a lot bigger since college. Saquon Barkley did it, 26 times? Definitely over 26. I'm about positive he did it over that
many
times.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, he's a running back. His combine was, he did more reps than Luke Kuechly.
I'm just talking about
Saquon Barkley's numbers. He's the best athlete the world's ever seen.
But back to one on one
for your life, who you got?
I'm going with Isaiah Thomas. I think that's my best bet.
No chance.
You get five chances. He definitely scored one out of five times.
Phil ain't putting a dribble down.
That's a lie, bro. He's gonna body him.
I don't think I would be any of them. But I think that would be my best chance. Let's go to the actual basketball player in the room.
That's what I'm saying.
Who you taking?
One-on-one for your life.
Who you taking, Blake Smith?
Hines Gallibrini.
Are we talking about current?
Yeah, current. But Brian Scalabrini would be a good one.
Because that's the case. I'm going back to like Muggsy Bogues because he's even smaller.
Yeah.
I'm taking James Harden. I'm definitely going at James Harden. If my life depended on it, I'm going at James Harden.
James Harden's eating you alive.
That dude's the worst defender the league's ever seen. I hit him one time with a step. He's done. He wouldn't even try anymore.
Player, you're slow.
He would. Oh, I'm not, bro. Oh my god. I could beat James Harden off the step.
Stop.
Any day. I got him on the step.
I'm still waiting for the Mountain Mamba's answer.
That's a hard question. Like I was gonna say James Harden too, just because I never seen him play defense.
Yeah, you don't see him play defense.
But he could lock you up.
But I mean,
no
if
he
wanted to, he could. But like the defense that I see him play. There's no way he's all.
I feel like even if he wanted to play defense, he couldn't.
Blake's in deep thought on this.
Probably Trae Young. There's no way Trae Young can guard me.
Trae Young?
I don't know, dude. Are we talking about just getting a bucket, though, or beating him in one-on-one?
No, one bucket.
One bucket? That changes a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I said one-on-one, like beating him
one-on-one matchup?
Yeah, first to five.
I was talking about, like, you got... All right, you got to choose one. Like, you got to score. You got to free your
mother. The question
literally
said one-on-one for your life.
I thought we was talking about, like, you get choose one player.
Oh, a bucket for a bucket?
Yeah.
If James Harden gets first ball, I'm screwed. Like, that dude
no,
can
I ain't talking about that.
Once.
I'm talking about
he's talking about you get five chances.
I'm saying your mother's chained up.
Okay.
And you, and you know, someone says, in order to save your mother, you have to score on an NBA player. Who are you going at? I'm going at James Harden all day.
Why would you go?
No hesitation.
Why would you go against someone that's 6'4" and a freak?
Because he's slow, bro. He's not gonna try.
He's not that slow.
I'm definitely gonna go around him.
You're not going around.
I would probably choose Isaiah Thomas just for the simple fact that
he's so quick that he would lose to the blocking like this.
He's got bad hips.
Isaiah Thomas is the same size as all three of you.
No,
that's the
none of you all can do. You all underestimate Isaiah. He was the MVP candidate like 4 years
I'm
ago.
I'm not underestimating him. I don't think I could do it. But I'm saying my best chance to get it done would be someone that's on a closer, you know, playing field with me. And height-wise, that's him.
Way faster.
Yeah, he is way faster.
Feel stronger, though. He's going to body
that's
him.
Debatable.
No, he's stronger.
Isaiah Thomas is jacked.
He's kind of fat now.
Nah, dude.
I mean, Isaiah Thomas is like 5'9", 185.
Come on, Jack. Bro. You got him, Phil.
I mean, I still think
I'm bodying him. Talk about self-confidence, bro.
I think I'm bodying him.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you are, too.
No chance.
And
I think he's bodying Trae Young, for sure.
But if you're talking about, like, if you're just talking about getting five possessions and scoring, or if you have to stop the other dude, too, because I don't think he can stop Trae Young.
Well, I mean.
I don't think he could either. Dude, Trae Young's so good, bro.
Dude, Trae Young's streaky.
He hasn't been so far.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of scary for teams, but I still think, like,
he's been going crazy so far.
I know.
He's averaging about 37, 38 a game right now.
Kemba started off slow, but he picked it up last night.
Yeah, he shot 3-for-17 his first game.
I know. It wasn't in TD Garden, though. Was it in TD Garden? No, they played at Philly.
Was it?
Yeah.
Still, though.
Has Ben Simmons
last night in TD Garden? Last night in TD Garden, he had 36.
I don't know. I don't know if he's shot.
Dude, Taco Fall, though? He's not bad.
Taco
Fall? You can't say he's bad.
He's 7'6".
Oh, hey, that's who I'm going at.
So you're going at Taco Fall?
One-on-one for my life, I'm going at Taco Fall. He's on an NBA roster.
No shot you're getting on.
Why? He's still slow.
He's not that slow.
Bro, it don't matter if he's slow. Even if he's three steps behind you, you're still going to reach out.
I'm going to put it like this, Wes. You take one of the slowest guards in the NBA, guarantee you he's probably faster than you.
Culver. What's his name? No, you play for Cleveland.
Are you serious?
The white dude, you shoot up.
I mean, I'm not slow. Yeah, Culver. Like, I'm like 4'6".
Is that laser or hand?
No shot, you're on 4'6". Laser.
At Cumberland's, yes. Cornyn, I'm faster than you.
You're not.
We've done this. Ask Mo.
You're not.
We've raced. I'm faster than you.
I'm going to say I say you take the slowest guard in the NBA. They're at the very least the same speed as you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because that's like the elite of the elite.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's still, I'm not saying Taco Fall's fast, but he is 7'6", so he's long. Yeah.
But, like, he
can take two steps. By the time you take your four steps, he's taking two and going to be in the same spot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he makes up for it in length,
actually,
though, bro.
One step. He's probably taking one step and going to be in the same space as you.
His length makes up for his, like,
he's as tall as the ceiling
lack
right
of quickness. Yeah, he couldn't stand up in here.
And then when, you know, you try to shoot your layup or whatever, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not shooting. I'm not taking
that. You literally go, like, if he gives you space to shoot a three, that's your only shot of winning. Because you're not driving on him. You're not going to pull up in his face.
And then, like, you know, he could stand from
he's
forever away. And just,
like, yeah, you can be compared to that wall right there. Because, like, his hand's going to be so high, bro. The angle of that shot is going
to
be ridiculous.
Dude, I know it's never going to happen, but wouldn't you, like, love to just be an NBA player for, like, a day?
Just see what it's like?
Yeah.
Pause.
Mm.
You just said being an NBA player. Pause.
What?
Pause?
Never mind. Over y'all said.
Bro, you're over my head right now, Phil. If you had one, all right, let's say you get to play basketball.
What's he talking about?
Which basketball player's body are you getting?
Which basketball player's
body? Yeah, whose body are you going to take for one day? I'm taking Zion Williamson's body.
Bring home new Diallo.
Who's that?
What is it? What are you talking about?
I was like, all right, you get to choose one NBA player's body to go play, like, street ball. Or, like, one, like, you go play basketball. Who are you choosing? I'm choosing Zion Williamson's body and athleticism.
I can see that.
Yeah, because he's the most dominant.
You really can't go, like, too wrong with that one, though, unless you pick, like, Kyle Lowry.
I would just want to see, like,
that
Kyle Lowry.
Hey, shout out Kyle Lowry.
Dude, he's still a bucket, like, he.
No.
Yeah, for sure. He's still a bucket.
Dude,
come on. Oh, no.
What happened to Van Vliet?
He's still balling out. What are you talking about?
The first game of the season, he had 34.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Lowry had 30.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He had close to it.
No, he didn't.
Bro, the Raptors are still good. Siakam's their guy.
Bro, if Lowry had 30, literally, Siakam had 34.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet had 34. You telling me those three combined for 98 points?
I want to say he had 26.
I'm pretty sure he was, like, 3-for-13 from the field, something like that.
If he didn't have 26, though, opening night, he had 26 the next night.
It's probably the next night.
Well, it's one of the two. Because
I was watching the second half of that game, waiting for the Clippers and Lakers.
Remember when Kyle Lowry was considered one of the best shooters in the league his rookie year? And now it's like we never seen him hit a freaking three to save his life.
He barely got to play his rookie year.
Dude, I'm almost positive that Kyle Lowry made the All-Star game his rookie year.
No.
I'm almost positive.
He was like a bench player for the Rockets.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm about positive. I mean, I could be wrong.
Bro, you crazy, bro.
Hey, let's talk about Kentucky basketball versus Georgetown today. Did y'all watch the game?
Didn't get a chance to watch the game.
Did you watch highlights of it?
I saw some highlights.
Well, in the game, bro. We bit their brains out.
I know, but still, I mean.
We didn't beat them as much as, like, what you'd think we would, though.
But we was up big. That's the problem that we've always had, is that we've never been able to put teams away. Like, once we get up, then they always come back. It don't matter. But I seen some really good signs with this team. Like, we just got so much potential. We've always had so much potential.
Richards needs to step up and freaking play.
Richards,
like
I said.
Richards had like almost a double-double.
Yeah.
I know, but he's going. I'm talking about regular season. He's going to have to step up.
Think.
He's too talented to be doing what
Sestina
he's doing.
Will be a huge bonus for us this year. I think he's going to be better than Reed Travis. He's like a wheelchair type player.
I don't know. Travis was
bigger
dog.
Body.
Travis was tough.
Travis was tough.
Hagen's going to step up.
Hagen's did step up.
He was our freaking worst player.
Hagen's had four steals in the first half, which, I mean, it is against Georgetown, but Georgetown is a, like, what?
I mean, they're tough in NAI. They're unreal.
Defending national champion.
Yeah, they won last year.
33-4? Is that what they went?
Something like that.
That was good last year.
They're pretty good. They're preseason number one in the nation in NAI this year.
I would get so mad watching Hagen's play during the playoffs last year. He looked awful.
I mean, you got to think, though. He was still supposed to be
it.
Yeah. So I know.
Dude was like
that.
17.
But, dude, if you're playing for Kentucky, bro, and you played as many games as he has, you got to freaking step up and play. He played like an idiot.
Well, he stepped up.
He looked awful. Picking up his dribble, getting absolutely toasted on defense.
You
got to
think,
like
Kentucky's veteran players are still only 18, 19 years old. You know what I mean?
And they're some of the best players in the world, though.
And Sestina's 22. And he's smart, too, man.
They're not some of the best players in the world.
And in college, yeah.
At the college level, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Kentucky gets the best college players in the world.
They produce the best NBA players, too.
I mean,
no question.
We produce some studs.
No question.
I didn't
even
like,
though Kawhi's the best in the NBA right now.
I didn't like Khalil Whitney's first half stat line, though.
No, he didn't play a lot.
He had played as much minutes as everybody else in the first half. Everybody on the team was right around the 14 to 10 minute mark.
Yeah.
And Khalil Whitney was like 0 for 2.
Well, when I was watching, I don't think he touched the ball a lot as much as he wanted to. And their offense is like always.
Who is the guy that forgot? There's one dude that he forgot like check in twice. I'm trying to think of his name. He's kind of like a light skinned dude.
Johnny Juzang?
Yeah, Juzang.
Yeah, I like him.
He's
going to be good.
Number 10, yeah.
I think he's going to be really good.
Dude, they got so many guys.
He looks smooth.
Maxie didn't have that good of a first half either, but he picked it up in the second half.
I wish I knew more of our players, man. It's like every year we kind of like get a whole new team, and it's just like I got to figure out the players again.
You don't pay enough attention, player.
I do pay attention, bro. I love UK, man.
Bro,
Quigley, new team every year.
Complete different player this year. I think from what I've seen, he's a completely different player.
Yeah, he's tough.
Quigley was really good last year, though. He just didn't get enough run.
Dude, he was good last year. I thought he should play over Hagen.
Especially towards the end.
Yeah.
He's good. Threes. They moved. Did you see they moved the 3-point line back?
Yes.
Even the NBA?
Is it? It's not. Is it like
it comes into effect? It comes into effect next season, at least at the NAI level.
Oh, really?
What are you talking about?
So they're moving it back to the FIBA 3-point line, which is just like a foot farther back.
They already got moved back into the play.
Yeah.
Is that the NBA?
I seen that today. No, it's not NBA, but it's like.
I think it's in between the two.
Why did they do that?
To make the 3-point shot harder.
Does it come too easy?
I mean, yeah. To an extent. And, like, it's going to help the transition for college players going to play at the next level a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Now you have to, now you don't have to move back as far.
Yeah.
John knows how nerd Tyler Harrow went to Miami. He came like a whole new player.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
I mean,
why couldn't you? Did you PJ Washington 7 for 11 from the 3-point line?
Yeah.
He would do that at UK. He just didn't take as many shots.
Dude, Harrell becomes so much more aggressive when he starts playing for the Heat, man.
It's the way
he could have dominated just like at UK, but he never would.
Calipari don't let players play like that.
Well, he's ignorant. He should. If he wants to win national championships, you got to let him lose.
You can't when you have that many players. You got.
What about national? Like, are you in the national tournament though? It's time to like. All right, you got your tape out during regular season. It's time to go play.
Harrell didn't have a good national tournament.
Yeah, he had all right national tournament.
No, he didn't.
He went off against Houston.
He did good, bro.
He got buckets against Houston.
No, he made that one shot against Houston.
I thought he got buckets.
No, I'm almost positive he made that one shot against Houston. He was like 3 for 14, 15 maybe.
But dude, like, he's come up. Yeah, but he's come like a whole new player in the NBA, man.
That's I know.
He dropped like 25 a night. He's going
off. No, he's not. Dude, he's not done that in the regular season. Dude. His regular season stats have actually dropped off.
I think regular season because, I mean,
we got a start.
I think because...
Like, tonight he only had 8 points.
Well, I think. And they're not letting him run like he would in preseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's having to deal with them other idiots right now. Whenever, if they're smart, they should just let Hero take over.
Why, that Nunn guy they have scored like 18 and not in the first half.
They still got Deion Waiters.
Yeah, but he don't be playing.
They need to get rid of him.
He's been on the trade block for like a year.
No one wants him. Because all he does is run his freaking mouth.
Yeah.
I think nobody wants that, bro.
What about Kentucky football versus Missouri?
Didn't get to watch that.
Come on, Phil.
I was in Louisville.
Missouri sucks.
At this point in time.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
The Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Highly recommend it. Anyone that, you know, wants something to do.
Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular in Louisville.
Yeah, anyone that's looking for, like, you know, something to look at during the Halloween season, highly recommend it. Pretty cool.
I'd go, bro, if it wasn't in Louisville.
Dude, that's far away. It's like 4 hours.
It's a grip. It's a grip to get there, but.
What was your favorite pumpkin?
Ooh, there was a lot of good ones. From what I've seen.
No question.
Maybe the Spider-Man one.
No,
I gotta go. You know, they had Jesus Christ on a pumpkin. That's you gotta get that one to nod.
Yeah, is it tough?
It was good. Dude. All the pumpkins are, it's insane how good people
are. Was it like a contest, or did they just like,
no, they just get like, they get like professionally done pumpkins.
Bro, that's wild.
Professional
pumpkin.
So, like, if you wanted to buy that Spider-Man pumpkin, how much would it cost you, you think?
You wouldn't want to buy it.
Why?
Because, dude, it's open from like October the 11th to like November 3rd.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like short time period.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how long's a pumpkin gonna last?
Yeah, it's not gonna last that long.
That's true.
It's gonna rot.
Well, yeah, 3-4 weeks with it. 4 weeks.
And like low key, some of them was already looking like, you know, they were starting to rot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's already been 2.5-3
yeah.
weeks.
You get about 3-4 weeks out of pumpkin, bro, in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely worth going to. But I was, you know, kind of keeping tabs on the UK game. I'd almost say, the heck with it, keep Lynn Bowden at quarterback next season.
Seriously.
Screw Terry Wilson.
Dude, freaking Lynn Bowden plays the way Terry Wilson should play.
If you gave Lynn Bowden the whole offseason to develop as a passer, too, Heisman candidate.
Think so?
Kentucky's not a good enough team as a whole to be a Heisman candidate.
RG3 won the Heisman, and his team was 8-4.
Yeah, but RG3 was unreal. He's like nothing we've ever seen. He was like the Michael Vick of...
Lynn Bowden would be like that.
College.
Andrew Luck was
Missouri.
If we want a quarterback that can run, and we want to help him develop, and also we should just stick with Lynn Bowden. Terry Wilson freaking sucks.
I mean, he don't freaking suck. He has like the highest winning percentage as a quarterback.
How many times have you seen Terry take over a run like a game like Lynn Bowden has?
You never.
You don't see it because Terry don't take off running like Lynn Bowden does.
To be fair, their body types are different.
Dude, Terry's bigger than Lynn Bowden, and he's faster than Lynn Bowden.
No, he's not.
Most definitely.
Oh, but he's not quicker.
He's faster.
He might be faster, but he's not bigger.
He is bigger.
Terry Wilson, maybe height-wise.
He's thick, bro. Terry Wilson's low-key thick. If Terry was smart, I think he should change positions.
Terry Wilson is slender.
I don't know. Have you seen Bowden? Bro, he's not slender.
Terry Wilson's problem is that he's not physical.
Terry Wilson's problem is he got a killer mentality.
Exactly. He doesn't want to run. He's scared to run.
Lynn Bowden.
But listen.
Lynn Bowden's second option is
to pass.
When
Terry Wilson gets hurt, like, everybody was bashing Terry Wilson. But when he gets hurt, look at, like, what did we do? Nothing. Our season is basically over.
We would have won the SEC East this year.
If Terry Wilson would have said
it.
Terry
Wilson, like that.
Dude, you're high, man. Like, everybody bashes Terry Wilson. He's the only one that can do this offense.
Hear me out here.
Okay.
Terry Wilson doesn't get hurt. We beat Florida. Florida's probably going to win the SEC East.
Dude, we should beat Florida anyway.
But
if
Terry Wilson doesn't get hurt, it's not even a game. Defense did. I'm not even going to put that on the defense. I'm going to put that on the coordinator. But we beat Florida if Terry Wilson's not hurt. We should have beat Mississippi State without Terry Wilson. We left 34 points on the board and threw a pick six and lost by 2 touchdowns. South Carolina game, they probably just beat us. South Carolina's, well, I don't know, they just lost to Tennessee too, so that's up in the air. But still, yeah, this would have been the prime year to win for Kentucky to win the SEC East for everyone to do it. Oh, man. Because you look at that Georgia game, too. That was a close game all the way until about midway through the third.
It was 0-0 after the first quarter.
That's a fluke.
It was 0-0.
That was definitely
a fluke. That is a fluke. It was 0-0 at halftime, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Well, yeah, it was pouring the freaking rain, right? Like, neither quarterback could do anything for that. If it was not raining, yeah, good conditions.
But if we would have had a quarterback that could throw a little bit better and could read the progression,
bro, but would
they? No, they. No.
But would Georgia have put 60 on us though?
Would Georgia? Yes, Georgia would have. I most definitely.
What was the score of the South Carolina Georgia game? 2017. Georgia's offense is underperforming this year. Bad.
Look at the last two games, bro. It's been pouring the rain.
They have okay.
You keep throwing it, pouring the freaking rain.
It wasn't raining on Georgia at South Carolina.
No, it was, bro.
Not like that.
No, it's still wet conditions.
How many times have you seen a player in wet conditions like go off at quarterback? A lot.
Bowden went off the other day running. He didn't throw it, obviously.
Dude, it doesn't matter. If you're a top tier quarterback like Jake Fromm was supposed to be,
you can't throw in conditions.
You're not gonna have 9 completions for 35 yards. Guarantee you Tua wouldn't have had that. Guarantee you Joe Burrow wouldn't have had that.
Nope.
Burrow's best quarterback in the nation.
Guarantee you Justin Fields wouldn't have had that. If I was a Georgia
fan. I don't know. I would like seeing him in that conditions.
If I was a Georgia fan right now, I'd be heated that we ended up letting Justin Fields walk for Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Dude, Fromm's literally going to get drafted in the first round.
And he might.
He will. For sure. He's tough. Fromm's good, man.
Danny. It just depends on how many quarterbacks are going to come out the same time as him.
Well, Burrow's gone. Unless he's got to stay.
Burrow's only a sophomore.
He's a true sophomore?
I think.
Or is he a redshirt sophomore?
I'm not sure. But Jake Fromm's definitely not going to be able to come out.
Well, Tua's gone. Tua's gone this year.
Hurts is gone.
Lawrence has to stay another year.
Hurts is gone.
Hurts, yeah.
Ain't he a graduate transfer?
Fromm's gone this year for sure.
I don't think he is. He's played terrible.
I think he is, dude. He's gone.
He's played terrible.
I don't know, man. He's good. They've had a rough 2 weeks, man. Well, you got to think that they got their hearts broke. And they freaking lost that game today. So they're not getting in the playoffs.
No.
So they don't even care anymore. They should just quit the whole season and just start over next year.
They might make the playoffs.
No shot they're making playoffs.
I mean, they'll for sure get a bowl game.
They'll get a bowl game. They're not making
but
playoffs.
But, dude, there's always opportunity that other teams lose.
Alabama's not losing. LSU's not losing. Ohio State's not losing. The fourth
Clemson,
spot.
Clemson as heck ain't losing playing that ACC schedule.
You just lied.
Who?
Alabama or LSU one has to lose.
Because they play each other.
They play each other.
Well, it's not going to be LSU.
And then whoever makes it to that.
Dude, do they play in Death Valley?
I'm not sure where they
but
play.
But, dude, here's what I think. Them two teams are so good that they'll still both make it.
If Georgia beats Florida this upcoming weekend, because they play both coming off a bye. If Georgia beats Florida, and then Georgia will go to the SEC championship, and if Georgia beats whoever they play in the SEC championship, they're going to get the fourth spot.
Dude.
Because who would be more worthy?
The only way – Ohio
State's a lock, and between LSU and Alabama, one of them's a lock.
The only way Georgia gets in is if they start absolutely embarrassing people. Like, they can't just be playing close games and win.
If they play close and win the SEC championship, there's going to be, it's guaranteed, two teams from the SEC will be in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
followed by Ohio State and Clemson.
I don't even think Clemson's that good this year.
I mean.
Well, they're playing a butt-cheek schedule.
Yeah, they play.
They're going to go undefeated in their Power 5 conference.
I know. That's sad. So, I like Oklahoma.
The ACC's
I like Oklahoma until they got freaking stomped this week.
Yeah. They didn't get stomped.
They got beat by a touchdown. I thought they beat by 20.
No. They were down.
Jalen Hurts had over 500 total yards and 6 touchdowns, and they still lost.
They were down 31-48, and they came back to make it a 41-48 loss.
They're done, though. They're not making it now.
It would take other losses.
Here's the way I see it. The LSU – so Ohio State's a lock in the playoffs.
Yeah.
LSU – okay, so here's what I see. If LSU plays Alabama, is for sure a lock. Because even if they lose to LSU, they're still going to make the playoffs because they're Alabama.
But I don't agree with that. Not this year. Because I think
it's freaking Alabama.
I think people are low-key tired of watching Alabama playoffs.
It doesn't matter.
They're Alabama.
It's that situation where even if they're tired of watching Alabama, they're going to tune in
and see Alabama. They're so good, though, you kind of got to put them in.
Alabama was a 4 seed when they won the national championship.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome.
Alabama's going to make – there's going to be two teams, but there's going to be two teams from the SEC making in. But if Georgia or Florida, either one, go to the SEC championship and beat a team, whichever team between LSU and Alabama loses in the regular season, they're out.
I agree with that. I would say.
I'd rather see LSU in the playoffs than Alabama.
I would too.
Because
I like that coach.
I do too. I love that coach. I like Bureau.
But you just want to see a change of pace though too.
No, not really. I just want to see good football, and I think LSU's the best team in the nation.
I mean, they're up there.
They're so good, man.
But like them and Alabama is like close because they're both averaging about 50 a game.
I don't think Alabama's DBs can hold up with LSU's wide receivers. LSU's got three first round wide receivers.
Can LSU's offensive line contain Alabama's defensive line
probably
and get Burrow time to throw those receivers?
Maybe for a half. LSU can run the ball too. They can run it too, so I mean that's gonna help Burrow out.
But see that's pretty much gonna be like, cause both of those teams average like 50 points a game right now.
Oh, I know it's gonna be. Oh, dude, I don't think Alabama's defense will be able to stop LSU. Cause they got too many. LSU's got too many weapons.
But can LSU stop
Tua? I think so. I think LSU's defense can stop
Jerry
Alabama's.
Judy.
Maybe not Judy.
Maybe the bet.
Maybe not Judy.
All right, and Tua's a dog.
But all you gotta do is double cover Judy, and then you.
Tua loves the deep ball too much.
Yeah.
I feel like if LSU takes away the deep ball, then it's...
It's hard to take away
the Alabama's deep
ball. I'm 100%, especially with the five-star receiver out there.
Tua's not going to be able to throw for 400 on him.
No.
Like he usually does.
No.
But Joe Burrow's not going to be able to either.
I think Burrow will have three. I think Burrow can get 350 easy.
If Burrow gets 350, then Tua's going to get 350.
No
shot.
No, I can see Burrow. Burrow can get 350. He might not have
final
a
score.
He'll get
45-38 LSU.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. It could very easily be that
45-38.
That game's going to go one or two ways. It's going to be a defensive stalemate because they're both studs defensively, or their offense is going to be so good because they're both so good.
It's going to be a shootout, or LSU's going to beat their freaking brains out.
You gotta love college football.
Man. I don't think they're not going to beat their brains out. Neither team's going to get their brains beat out. Because Auburn's not that great.
They're good, though.
They're good, but they're not
they're
like
good.
Spectacular. And
they're nothing to sneeze at.
LSU only beat Auburn by 3 and only scored 23.
It's going to be an interesting day. I am excited to see it. I think Trevor Lawrence is kind of exposed this year. He hasn't played good at all. I freaking hate Clemson, dude. Screw Clemson.
What position would you play in the NFL?
Nose guard.
You
want to
play defense?
I mean, that would be pretty much the only thing I could play.
Would you like so that you?
When I played football, I preferred defense over offense. Yeah,
I agree. I like defense, but I like offense too.
Different positions. So you were like quarterback. So
yeah, but I'm not like I wouldn't play quarterback in the NFL because I love playing receiver.
You'd have been a slot receiver, yeah. Based off body type, but for like being someone that's been a lineman when they played football, defense was always funner than offense.
I agree.
So
I thought defense was funner than offense just because like. There's just a thing about it, like you don't know where the ball's going, but they do, so you gotta stop it. You feel me?
I feel like it's always funner.
Mm. I've never played, but like going with my body type and my athleticism, I'd probably be.
Water boy.
Nah, bro, I'd probably be.
Placeholder.
I'd be halfback.
The fullback is dead.
Dude, you'd be. Based off your body type and athleticism, the closest thing. You could play
slot receiver. For sure. And I'd be
a hell of a... You're way too small to be a
I'd be a hell of a slot receiver. Yeah. I could definitely be Julian Edelman. Or Hunter Renfro. He had like 83 receiving yards. They had 65
yards. You're not that fast, bro.
Bro, I am. I literally run a 4.4
right now. I mean, let's be real. None of us are anywhere near.
No, you're not, player. You're not fast. You're not as fast as me.
Wes is just hater.
I'll put all the money in my bank account.
I'm hauling more weight than Wes, and I'm faster.
I'll put all the money in my bank account on the line that you're not beating two out of the four people sitting in here in a race.
I can.
No, you're not. It's okay. On the podcast, confirmed. Ask Jake Moran if you follow Jake Moran who won in a race, me or Carnahan.
I told you.
And obviously, I'm very confident because I know.
I told you had a bad hammy that day, right?
4.6 on a laser. No, you're an idiot.
Would you run 35?
Hey Blake, what position are you picking?
Be a receiver.
Boom.
Just throw it up, I go get it.
Throw it up. So this man can jump out of the gym, so I would not doubt that one bit.
44-inch vertical.
Coming down. All right, I won't change my answer. If I wanted to do it, I'd be fullback, and I'd put on freaking 100 pounds.
You'd be fullback.
Why would you be a dead position?
The fullback is dead.
No, it's not. Let's look at every good team in the NFL utilizes a fullback.
Oh, actually, they just put in their backup tight end at fullback.
And they suck, right? They suck.
Okay, no, there's not a fullback. Let's look
at the Patriots. The Patriots lost their fullback the other day, and now their offense has been sucky since then.
They don't even have to have their offense.
The 49ers literally uses a fullback on every play.
That's literally, the 49ers are the only team that does.
And they're, what, 8-0? 7-0?
7.
Best running team in the league?
Yeah. Actually, they might be 8-0.
The Packers use a fullback. The Packers use a fullback, and they're one of the best run defenses in the league.
Run defenses?
Run offenses.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Look at teams that utilize a fullback, and they win. That's all I'm saying. So I'm going to win a team while you guys are on.
We're going to go on to some things going around here at Alsaloid. The boys basketball team has their first game Tuesday at home versus Montreat Anderson.
That's right.
Montreat Anderson, are they pretty good?
Not good at this.
They finished last year ranked like 18th in the nation, I think.
Really?
That's pretty good.
Should be a good game for us.
Can we get an injury update from Blake Smith? I know he's kind of banged up on Eagle Madison tonight, but how's that shoulder feeling?
100%.
He's 100%. He's actually playing. He's playing Tuesday.
We got an injury update. You heard it here first. Blake Smith will be playing Tuesday.
What time?
So get your popcorn, get your pop ready. It's going to be a
show. I'm not sure on the game time.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. I will be keeping book, official bookkeeper.
6 o'clock. You guys want to make it, probably need to come out early. It's going to be a packed house. First game of the year. Always is.
Yeah, you can catch me and Wes here at the scorer's table. Let's keeping go. Keeping everything right.
That's right.
Give y'all a couple more injury updates. Chandler Stewart sat out all last week with a groin injury. He's back.
Oh, Chandler Stewart is back. I heard from him that, you know, he's been a little sore here lately. Got the doctor to check him out. But he has been sore lately. So.
He was a full participant in practice today.
So, full participant. Full speed. We can probably take the questionable tag off him. And put him
questionable tag has healthy. Been...
Well, that's a big boost for this. He's come. He's gonna be get some minutes this year.
Backup point guard.
What are you looking at? 14 minutes. 14-15 minutes.
I'm not sure. I don't know how the rotation is gonna go.
Yeah.
That would just depend on the coaching staff.
But hey, backup point guard, valuable position.
Definitely valuable position. Right, you gotta have backup point guard.
That's
you
always good to hear. Chandler being out there.
Can't take your point guard out and the show and just fall apart.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Definitely gotta have someone in there that can do work.
All right. So
good to know. Great to know.
Trunk or treat this week. I don't know when it is. I don't even know.
Weather seems bad for Wednesday and Thursday.
Forget them kids, bro.
Bro, that's fake, dog. Come on, it's all about the kids. We all about the kids on the Hazman podcast, bro.
No, all about the kids.
Word to Lil Yachty. Forget them kids, bro.
No.
Edited
man.
Version.
Bro, that's fake.
Dude,
you telling me you want to get no kids?
Hey, this podcast is for the kids, Phil. We should have never had you on here, dude.
Get Phil out.
Yeah, Phil, get out.
Get the freak out.
Door, get out.
Forget them kids.
You're the, type of guy that puts razor blades in a Reese cup. That's you. That's the type of guy you are.
The player's the type of guy at the bar that uses roofies. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, John. Dude, I feel like you're like a Kit Kat dude over Hershey bar guy. Is that true?
No, I'm actually like a Reese cup guy. You know, the goat.
Reese cup. Hey, Reese cup is a freaking
guy. All right, hey. Hot take, favorite Halloween candy, go.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah.
Reese Cups.
I'm going Reese.
I'm going Reese Cups.
Flair's a Swedish fish type guy.
No shot, dude. Swedish fish.
Dude, candy corn.
Yeah, you're a candy corn guy.
Sour Patch Kids?
Hey,
solid choice.
Dude, Fruit by the Foot, though?
I mean, that's
is
good.
Is that even a Halloween candy? No, but is it good? Yes.
Oh, what are we, 7?
If I'm choosing...
Come on, dude. You've never had Fruit by the Foot?
Come bro.
Dude, even...
Smarties? Y'all mess with Smarties?
Shut up!
Dude, that pass. Smarties go hard.
Smack. Used to snort them back in the day.
Yeah. We do not promote that type of action on the podcast.
No, absolutely not.
I'm just saying I had a substitute teacher tell me if I snorted a pack of Smarties, you know, class was over. We weren't doing nothing that day. So, you know, I had
a whole pack? You're just taking one for the team.
Yeah, I had
a whole pack?
I had a sacrifice for the class.
No way.
That might explain why you're brain dead right now. You know?
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
This guy thinks he's 6 foot.
Yeah.
I am 6 foot.
That was actually the title of our last week's episode.
Let's go.
If player is 6 foot.
If anybody knows I'm 6 foot, it's freaking Blake Smith.
If player is 6 foot, Blake Smith is going to be the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft because he is a 6'7 guard.
Bro.
6 foot.
Let's go, 6 foot. If I was getting called, if I got called out there or not and Eagle Matt, they would have called me out at 6 foot.
They probably would have you listed like 5'3".
No, 5'3", when I'm a midget.
Shout out to everybody.
I wouldn't have came out.
You would be undersized for an NAIA D2 girls guard.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not my quickness. So like
my quickness.
So I'm definitely gonna dominate D2's girls basketball any day of the week.
Facts, I agree.
I think they're locking you up, player.
No shot, bro. If I got
you look like a bum.
I can't say this on the podcast, but I swear to God, never people know basketball if I couldn't drop 30 a night on girls basketball.
You just said it on the podcast.
But I was gonna say something else behind that. Like I probably would.
It's like whenever we turn the mic off, he's gonna be like,
Yeah. I'd literally destroy them.
I'm gonna keep it rolling.
It'd be like, you ever watch Juwan, man? That's what it'd be like. I'd be dunking on everybody, bro.
Player is gonna be one of these transgender people that try to like go dominate women's sports.
Yeah.
I don't wanna identify as a female and just start dominating.
Yeah, like that one guy that's like killing everybody in women's wrestling.
And
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Have you seen that?
No, oh, yeah.
And Trash did identifies as a female, so he's like destroying all these girls, dude. So stupid.
Dude, you're not even fast enough to win girls track meets, though.
That's so dumb. Okay. Oh, whatever. You see some of these girls run, dude. They're freaks, bro. They can run like deer.
Yeah, they're like slow. Deer. So, like.
I mean, I can run like deer, too. I'm running like deer, too.
Bambi.
A newborn deer, like, stuck on
dude,
the ice.
Like, all I'm Bambi. Saying is my granny got me some mask gator this week, so I'm ballooning up to 230, and I'm running 4-4. I'm going to see you guys later. I'm going to leave. So, I'll holler at you guys and come hang out in my 60-foot swimming pool.
Because he played 4 years of high school.
I'm fresh. I mean, I got a good tread on the tire. Fresh, bro.
First time you meet somebody in the hole, oh, my collarbone is done.
Yeah.
Bro, you coming at me? That's too soon, dude. 3 years ago, I had a catastrophic injury in my collarbone. Still cracked.
Catastrophic injury in his collarbone.
Yeah, he's literally one of the rarest.
He had to have 87.
It's
what was it? 87 x-rays?
Yeah, it's literally one of the rarest injuries that they've ever seen. UK literally asked me, he's like, dude, can we take pictures of you so we can show it to our classes? This is so rare. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Player's a specimen and everything. Just not running.
I'm gonna take my shirt off.
The baseball Halloween game is this week. I don't even know what time it is. So I guess
I heard that I heard that the girls softball and the boys baseball will be getting together doing a joint thing for Halloween. So and I heard it's gonna be on a softball field, so I don't know.
Oh, we're gonna be hitting dongs.
If the softball team's pitching to you, how many dingers you hitting?
Every bat. Every bat that I have, I'm going yard. Are you kidding me, dude?
What are you dressing up as?
It's a surprise. All I'm saying, I'm throwing it back to 1987.
Richie Farmer?
Ammo, bro?
Oh, represent.
What's up?
Represent.
I'm just saying.
Shout out
Richie
Farmer.
Be ready for
him. He's definitely striking out. Getting 3 strikes.
But to my advantage, it's going to be slow pitch softball. So... And two, where the dudes are going to be playing, they're going to use the bigger softball, like the big spongy one, so you really got to hit the far out of it. I've only ever seen one dude hit one out.
But it's on a softball field, though.
No.
It feels like 200.
I played on softball. This dude was a professional softball player, and he was bigger than a school bus.
Okay, but the field we're playing, if we play on the softball field, it's like 200.
Wes, you're probably going to be able to hit it out of infield, I promise. It's like hitting a pillow, dude. Like it's huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's freaking monstrous. It's big softball.
I'm just saying, if someone doesn't dress up like that one dude in that charity baseball softball game as Forrest Gump
and just keep running, that was so funny.
If one of you two don't do that, I'm gonna be highly disappointed in you.
Well,
dude, I didn't bring
stuff. Wes got the hat for it.
I didn't bring. Forrest Gump was not wearing a MAGA hat.
He would have been.
Make America Great Again. Shout out Donald Trump 2020.
Shout out Donald Trump.
2020, ISIS leader is dead. Update on the podcast. Just now, information, ISIS leader is dead.
Boom.
That's what's up.
I want to know who your sources are on this.
Donald Trump came out at 9 o'clock this morning and said ISIS leader is dead. Because he literally blew himself up. You didn't see that? Dude, it was so funny, man.
Wow, can't believe you said that was funny.
Yeah, the ISIS leader dying, yeah, that's hilarious.
I'm just kidding. I'm literally just kidding.
I'm all about that.
Okay, so we're going to go and come to a close. Make sure to check out our blog. The link is in my Twitter bio, at Hager Wesley on Twitter.
Yep.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to message us on Twitter at The Has-Beens Incorporated. Also, one thing I wanted to tell you, I'm going to be posting a video on my YouTube channel of me doing a food review. That's something that we're going to be doing probably either weekly or a couple times a week.
We're just going to be doing food reviews of everything, anything and everything from pizza to burgers to anything that our community has to offer, and we'll be letting you guys know what we think about it. So
just stay tuned. A lot of new and exciting ideas coming to the Hasbeens
podcast. Yeah, thank you so much, Phil and Blake, for coming on the podcast. We appreciate it.
Good one, bro. It's been hard.
Y'all have a great day.
Hey, give your boy a follow on Twitter, PWeezy00.
Follow PWeezy at the what? PWeezy.
At PWeezy00.
At PWeezy00. And Blake, you want to plug your...
You want to plug it?
Twitter?
Nah.
Nah, he's anonymous. He doesn't really care. He's already got too many followers.
NCAA All-American.
NCCAA All-American. But thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for more episodes. Thank you.